This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Jay Hardwick, chairman of the National Cotton Council and Louisiana cotton producer. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Over the last 6 weeks, we've had many periods of rainfall, with the exception of about 3 or 4 days of sunshine 2 weeks ago where we harvested. We've had in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 inches of total rainfall during that period, and it's very similar to last year. And nobody thought that we would resume something from last year, such as what happened with Gustav and Ike. We seem to be in a repeating mode, and for many of us, this year was going to be an opportunity to turn things around and recoup some yield and move forward as we normally do.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The classing office in Rayville has classed around 30,000 bales. Well, that's not very many bales for a crop of 250,000 acres or more. So we're anticipating a lot more bales. But the quality is going to be very suspect, as one can imagine, with that much rain and open cotton. The one thing that we didn't get with all this rainfall has been wind associated with hurricanes. So we still have quite a bit of cotton that is still on the plant. It's not on the ground, but there's additional hard lock problem and boll rot that we have to deal with. So it's very difficult to tell what kind of yield we have at this point.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, with 100% of my cotton still in the field, so I would have to say that I'm 50% behind. Then we also have wheat that has to be planted, in some cases behind the cotton that was harvested, so that's going to be a particular problem with ground that's going to be wet and oftentimes rotted. So we're compounding our problem by not being able to finish harvest and prepare for wheat ground and also take care of fields that may have substantial rutting or mud that's moved through the field that we need to address in preparation for next year's crop.